The largest city in western Massachusetts is poised to join a growing list of municipalities banning single-use plastic shopping bags. The Springfield City Council voted unanimously Monday night to pass an ordinance that will forbid stores from distributing non-compostable single-use plastic bags at the point of sale. If signed by Mayor Dominic Sarno, the ban would take effect on June 1, 2020 at most retailers and on December 1, 2020 at stores that are smaller than 10,000 square feet. The ordinance was the subject of numerous committee meetings dating back to last fall and a public hearing earlier this month. City Councilor Jesse Letterman, the principal sponsor, said everyone's concerns were taken into account.
I think that we have tried to avoid any unintended consequences of it. And I think it'll be a good step in the right direction in terms of sustainability for the city of Springfield.
Before final passage, the council voted to amend the ordinance to eliminate a provision that would have required stores to charge customers at least 5 cents for a paper or compostable plastic shopping bag as an incentive for people to bring their own reusable bags. Critics contend the thin film plastic bags clog landfills and are a major contributor to litter. A Sierra Club study a few years back estimated 80 million plastic shopping bags were annually distributed in Springfield. Two Springfield-based retailers, Big Y Foods and Pride Stores, have announced plans to stop using plastic shopping bags.
What you're seeing is a market response to the fact that so much information has now become available about what this product's impact is to environmental systems, what the impact is to waste systems and recycling systems. And so we're moving in a good direction in that respect.
Vern MacArthur, a member of the Springfield Climate Justice Coalition, applauded the council's vote.
I support it because it's the first step of many to deal with plastic waste, and I'm excited that I heard no negative votes. I know it's been a long process, but it's been worked out, so it seems to have gotten unanimous approval. Bravo.
A plastic bag reduction ordinance was first introduced in the Springfield City Council in 2016, but never made it out of committee. Noting that more than 95 Massachusetts communities have now enacted plastic bag regulations, City Councilor Melvin Edwards lamented that it took Springfield so long.
At this point, I think we're on the backside of being a leader on this issue.
Prior to the council's vote, Mayor Sarno, in a statement, said he would review the ordinance to determine if it is, quote, fair, realistic, and cost-effective. Also on Monday, the City Council postponed an initial vote on an ordinance sought by the mayor to strengthen the city's community police hearing board by giving it subpoena power. At the urging of Councilor Orlando Ramos, who chairs the Public Safety Committee, the council voted 9-3 to send the proposal back to committee.
We had a pretty lengthy conversation with the law department, but I don't think that we're ready to take action on this ordinance as of yet.
A consultant hired by the city to look at the troubled police department's policies and procedures for internal investigations recommended changes to the Civilian Review Board. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.